Today's episode is sponsored by Make.com, the automation and development platform that helps you harness the full power of AI. I've been using Make because it's hands down the easiest way to automate the boring, repetitive tasks in my business without needing to know how to code or overcomplicate things. Make uses a super simple drag and drop visual builder, which lets me connect all the different apps that I use to create workflows and saves me so much time. Honestly, it feels like having a virtual assistant running in the background 24/7. Whether it's sending out client forms, updating spreadsheets, or syncing your calendar, Make helps you get it all done automatically so that you can focus on the stuff that really matters. And the best part? You can get started for free while you figure out how to set up the best automations that work for you and your business. To check it out, head on over to callumbrecken.com/make or click the link in the show notes. Now, let's get into today's episode. Welcome to the Businesscape Podcast, where we talk about all things business, marketing, and entrepreneurship. I'm your host, Callum Brecken, and on today's episode, I have the founder and CEO of BetterTable, Ben Lachey. BetterTable is a Vancouver-based benefits company empowering kitchens to boost profits, cut food waste in half, and achieve net zero emissions. Ben has over 10 years' experience in food sustainability, and in 2024, he was named one of Business in Vancouver's 40 Under 40. At this year's CGLCC Summit, Ben also won the 2025 Emerging Exporter of the Year Award, as well as the EY Pitch Competition, in partnership with Canada's 2SLGBTQI+ Chamber of Commerce. I'm excited to chat about sustainability today with Ben, so let's jump in. Welcome to the show, Ben. How are you doing?
Thank you so much, Kanan, for having me. I'm doing great in here.
Good. I'm super excited we could finally get you on the show, especially hot off the heels of your two wins at the CGLCC Summit, which is absolutely phenomenal, which we're going to talk a little bit more about. But how did that feel when you won?
Yeah, it was amazing. Actually, it felt unexpected because there were so many amazing entrepreneurs, you know, who were having amazing ideas. So it feels very rewarding, but I'm grateful to be part of this community of change makers.
Nice. Well, you're doing really, really good work. And so, all right, so let's start here. Because you're in like sustainability and waste and food. So I want to start off with just some curiosities that I have. Do you have any like shocking statistics that like people might not know about food waste that they'll be like, oh my God?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in Canada, like 58% of food produced is wasted across the whole food supply chain. It's more than $50 billion per year just in Canada alone. So it's a huge amount of money in terms of like also the carbon emissions. You know, it's like it's estimated to be 8 to 10% of global climate change is food waste. So it's a lot.
Oh my God. You said 53% is wasted?
Yeah, I mean, the estimation are like decreasing a little bit, but it's around half. Yeah, half of our food is being wasted.
There's no reason there should be starvation in the world. It makes me so angry. Okay. Oh, okay, let's get in. Oh, well, we're going to get into the business side of it, but like, oh my God, that makes me angry. Okay, so you're a sustainable business. How do you balance that kind of sustainability goals with the realities of running a business? Because we live in this reality of like, okay, we want to be sustainable, but then money is king, which I hate, but money is king. And so how do you kind of balance that spot where you're trying to be sustainable, but there are realities of running a business?
Yeah, for sure. So I started my career in sustainability consulting like back in 2010 now. Back in Europe, where I was born, and I've tackled, because sustainability, it's a big like issue, you know, that so many different aspects of sustainability that you could look at. If you look at the example for a hotel, for example, if you work on energy efficiency, like it costs you money, you will get that money back, but it will take a few years, right? So there is an initial investment. If you want to be like sustainable on the soap you have, like when you take your shower, you know, at the hotel, yes, having eco-friendly like shampoo or soaps will be better, of course, but it will cost you more money, right? Like with food waste prevention, what I really like is that it's a way to have a triple bottom line where you can save money, save the planet, and have a positive social impact at the same time. So it's really about having the understanding of the opportunity and then implementing the best practices that already exist.
Yeah, so you touched a little bit on like kind of measuring a metric. So what are the metrics that matter the most to you when you're measuring either Better Tables impact or the impact of the organization that you're working with?
Yeah, so in terms of impact metrics, there are different metrics we track. Of course, there is the economic metrics in terms of food costs saved, which is very important. It can be around like $10,000 per year for some of the businesses we've worked with. Then there is the environmental metrics, more on like terms of food waste reduction or in terms of food, like in terms of climate impact. Like how you've been reducing your carbon emissions related to food, which is sometimes not really thought about. People who are tracking carbon emissions, they usually focus on energy and transportation without thinking about food, but food is one third of climate change. And then on the social, it's about meals saved, and we also track, like all the impact around the sustainable development goals. We want to be able to, especially in the app we are working on, we want to be able to have a quantitative impact of your operations across the 17 Sustainable Development Goals from the United Nations.
Okay, so you just mentioned the app. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, sure. So like historically, we've been performing food audits in person, and we've clearly understood it's not a scalable model. It takes a lot of time to go, take 12-hour travel there to our food and beverage operations, and yeah, so it takes a lot of time. So the idea would be to have an app that will help you automate the food audit process to be able to get the results you'll get when we are on site without having us to be there, and to make it like better, cheaper, and faster. And being able to quantify your impacts on the 17 Sustainable Development Goals.
Okay, so it's like a tracker app that helps an organization like a restaurant or something that wants to work with you, but you just don't have the people power capacity to go through and do all that and to put all those numbers together to help them get a little bit further in where they're going.
Absolutely, yeah.
Nice. And you've also kind of created like a couple other things, like you have an academy and a card game. How do you make sure that these are like actually working inside of like busy kitchens? Because they're great to have, but to actually like have people go through those things or to utilize those tools, how have you been like, how has the response been to them?
Yeah, so of course, time is key in a food and beverage operation. Like chefs don't have a lot of time to yeah to they have a lot of things to do. So for the academy, we designed it to be very like time efficient. So takes only 1 hour to complete online, including the test, so you can have an overview of best practices. And we find it the most helpful is to do that before we do an audit so that the whole team is aware of best practices. Kind of the same way you would require to have food safe. You would make sure that your team has basic food safety skills. It's kind of the same, but for food efficiency, to make sure the whole team has food efficiency skills, and it can be done like 24/7. You don't need to have the whole team attending one meeting, which will never happen because of everyone's conflicting agendas, right? So yeah, that's on the academy side, the Better Table Academy. And for the card game, actually, I have one here.
Oh,
So
nice. Perfect.
they have like different. So we have like food and beverage cards, marketing cards, culinary cards, HR cards, and it's asking you questions that you may not think about. It's not prescriptive. It won't tell you do this, do that, but it will make you think in a different way that you may not have thought about. And it's To answer your question around how I make sure it's fits into a busy schedule for people in the kitchen, you could just take one card, play 10 seconds and get value out of it. Or you could do like a whole like 3 hour workshop, including the different teams and switch roles. Like, if you're a chef, you could take a chef card, but then what if you were like if you had a marketing hat, what kind of question you could bring, and maybe you have a different perspective and you would bring more innovative solutions to the kitchen.
Definitely. So, do you have any like success stories of working with any organizations, whether you can name them or not, that's totally okay. But like any big success stories to share, like, this is where they started and then this is where they are now.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a lot of testimonials on our website, bettertable.com, but we've been targeting mainly independent hotels and upscale hotels, namely from the Marriott Group. And just to give you an example, like some of our clients, they've been reducing food waste by 30% in just 6 months, saving like $20,000 annually. So that's the kind of impact we can have.
That's a lot of money to be saving, especially in this economy, in the world that we're in right now. It's really important that, entrepreneurs and I assume these kind of more privately owned, other than Marriott, but more privately owned smaller companies, like that's going to really affect the bottom dollar of hotels, hotel restaurants, and that kind of a thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially now with food costs rising, I'm sure you've experienced going dining out is getting more and more expensive. And yet restaurant cannot increase menu prices, so the profit margin is getting smaller and smaller. So it's even more important, even if you don't care about the sustainability story and impact, just on the bottom line, it just makes sense.
Yeah, because it's a way for you to increase your bottom line, like increase your money intake without actually having to pass those costs on to, the consumer, because everybody passes the costs off to the consumer. We're getting a little tired of it.
Totally.
You're a certified CGLCC organization, much like myself. How has been being certified as a diverse business with the CGLCC opened up new doors for you?
Yeah, I think it's like in different ways. Like one would be around the community, like meeting different people, share common challenges, and being able to have those connections and a stronger network. I think that's key to really build your network, and not only where you live but really across the country. Also the trade mission, actually that's where how we met, in Palm Springs, for one of the trade mission in Palm Springs. I think that's also a really cool way to think about exporting your solutions, and of course, it takes time to build those relationships. So it's not you just go to a trade mission and it's done, but it's about, like building this relationship with companies and yeah, just like creating these reports over time and going to. So that has been very helpful to go and to be able to talk to people I would never been able to talk to. Like people in the US from Marriott, Sodexo, or Google, that's a great opportunities to connect for sure. And also in terms of mentorship, like I've been part of a mentorship program with CGLCC, and I had an amazing mentor, and really grateful for all the lessons and accountability it brought to me.
Yeah, definitely. I think so for those listening, Ben and I have gone on the trade missions together to Palm Springs. I've also done Denver. I think that was the year before. And it's a connection with the NGLCC, which is the sister organization down in the US, which is their National LGBTQ Chamber of Commerce. We have the CGLCC up here in Canada. And it really puts you in rooms with folks that you never would be in a room with otherwise. And it really prioritizes that. And so it gives a little, it helps open the door to those spaces. Because I didn't go to university, so I didn't have that kind of built-in network that a lot of people who go to like college or university have that network in their, study choice area where they can like call a friend or, oh, I know this person over here, that person over there, which has been really great. And being part of the CGLCC mentorship program, I also went through it, I think in 2022, 2023. Absolutely great program, continues to get better. And I think that they are open. It's the summertime, and this is coming out in the summertime. And I think that they're opening. I think they might be closing it maybe end of July, August
Yeah, I
for the
think
time.
it's around that time.
Yeah, and then it starts in September. So if you're listening to this, go check out the CGLCC .ca website to see if they have spots still open for the mentorship program, because it's a phenomenal program. I'm thinking of being a mentor this year. We'll see. I think I have until August to decide. But now that I've said it on the podcast, I probably have to do it. Okay. I want to wrap things up kind of with like sustainability tips that you can leave folks with, whether, let's start off in restaurant settings or like hotel restaurant settings, and then we'll do ones for like the regular everyday person. So sustainability tips for a restaurant or like a big hotel or something like that.
Yeah, so like I would say like three things that comes to mind. Like one is around training, making sure your whole teams have the basic food waste prevention skills and food sustainability skills. Second would be around tracking, making sure you understand what's going on and to be able to take decision based on data and not based on I don't know what's going on in my kitchen kind of thing. And the third would be just be creative with your ingredients and push beyond the boundaries of what you think you can do with whatever food or trimming you have. You can really explore amazing, tasty recipes that I've shared with many people, and it's been fantastic.
Nice. And what about like the individuals who are listening who aren't part of the restaurateur world, but they want to participate in sustainability in their own homes?
Yeah, so definitely making sure to understand what kind of ingredients goes in the fridge or outside of the fridge, because some will last longer in that way. Another thing is like, for example, apples and bananas will ripen faster if they are like close to together. So like kind of on the spoilage kind of thing. And also like be creative with your, the ingredients. And like I always take the example, I make an amazing banana peel bread. So it's about thinking what you can do with what you would normally consider waste, but thinking in a creative way to be able to, to have an impact. And also when you go out to a restaurant, just bring or to a friend's party, just bring your container. There is always leftover to bring back.
Yes, there's always leftovers. I always have friends being like, take this, take here and go. We got too much. That's amazing. Well, thank you so much, Ben. Where can folks go to find out more about Better Table, connect with you, and find out all that good stuff?
Yeah, so Better Table, best is to go on our website, bettertable.com. If you're more in the restaurant side of thing, we are launching our app later this year. So if you want to get to know when we'll be live, the best way is bettertable.com/app, APP. And if you just want to learn more about cool stories around food sustainability and food waste prevention, I also work on a documentary about food waste solution. It's called foodsynergymovie.ca, and that's a cool story about many different organizations and entrepreneurs fighting food waste across the whole food supply chain.
Nice. Awesome. I'll make sure to have all those links in the show notes as well as your LinkedIn to make sure people can connect with you directly. Thank you so much for being a guest on the show today, Ben. This has been delightful.
Thank you so much, Karen, for the work you do.
Thanks for tuning in today. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button. And if you really enjoyed today's episode, I would love a star rating from you. The Business Gay Podcast is written, produced, and edited by me, Callan Brecken. That's it for today. Peace, love, rainbows.